Kalp ağrısı zamanla her şeyi unutarak yaşanır sanma. Neydi bir arada tutan şey ikimizi, birleştiren neydi ellerimizi? Bırak bana anlatma imkansız sevgimizi. Sevmek birçok şey göze almaktı.
Howdy, y'all. This is day 3 of Chris Lemansky's journey for Fugacious Follies. Just left Chilingos, which, if you haven't seen the photo yet, please do. It is basically Eden. So far, the trip's going well. Spirits are high. First day was a lot of highway and a lot of wild dogs. It was actually a really good day up until the last several hours. My original intention was to make it to a certain town. The name escapes me. It was one of those koys, but of course every town is called koi here. And I was pretty excited when I thought I had reached it. And I had asked the gentleman where there might be a place to stay, for I hadn't been able to find anything that looked, well, habitable. And he said something, and mentioned autobus, or autobus. And, well, me being me, I decided to walk, and thought he had mentioned 4 kilometers, but it was really 4 miles. So, in those 4 miles, I was chased by a few dogs, was stuck in the rain, and had to go 4 miles uphill. Eventually, I was finally finished with my first day of hiking at around 9:30 p.m. I was tired, exhausted, miserable, but glad to have found at least a hotel to stay in so I'd know I wouldn't be attacked by dogs. The hotel was a lot pricier than I'd like to admit. And granted, it's not horrible by American standards, but still a lot more than I wanted to pay. So I was a little embarrassed about that. But at the same time, when you're that tired and hungry and terrified of dogs, you really don't mind too much. Second day was pretty interesting. Tried to make my way on my path and ended up running into a blocked or a barricade. And at the barricade, there was a guard who, me being me, can't understand a single word he was saying, and I could understand that he did not want me to go through there. So I tried to take an alternate route, the one he pointed out to me. That came to an end. Ran into 2 gents who were there. They were polite enough to give me some tea and a few cigarettes, but they couldn't really help me. So went back to the guard, saw that there was a dirt road right next to the barricade, so I decided to go through there. I hadn't made it more than a few meters when I got stopped again by the same guard, and this time another guy. And basically had a good half-hour long chat using Google Translate. Essentially, they were offering me a choice of I can be escorted by police, or once I showed them my trip, they could escort me through the entire path. So they managed to take me through 20 kilometers of some of the most beautiful scenery I've ever seen. So it's an absolute shame that I wasn't able to actually go through it. But it's better than being arrested or being escorted by the police, so what the heck, I decided to take it. Had a very pleasant hike, ran through a few small towns, and people there are incredibly friendly. I became a minor celebrity of sorts with a group of children. First started at around 5 to 10, and then eventually grew up to 20. Mostly all of them saying the same thing of, "What is your name?" I don't think they actually know what that phrase meant, and they weren't really asking a question, they were just kind of exclaiming it and yelling it. But it was a fine time. I got to the next town, Yalikoy, which I was really looking forward to. I had seen a few photos, and it seemed like it was a Black Sea paradise. When I strolled in, I felt kind of like the stranger in an old world or an old Western movie. Everyone stopped what they're doing and looked at me. Which, you know, I've gotten used to. I'm the first white boy with a backpack who's probably hiking through their town or that they've ever seen in their town. So they're all very suspicious. Unfortunately, they weren't as friendly as the last few towns. So I wasn't able to get much good advice, except from two other gentlemen who were walking and showed me a place I could camp for the night. So did that. Heard dogs in the background all night, but I had the Black Sea to keep me calm. Third day's been going off pretty well. Had to deal with a few hills, walked to the side of a national park, which the name escapes me right now. I was going a few miles and my stomach was rumbling, for I hadn't eaten for anything for breakfast besides a block of cheese and some bread. So when I saw that there's a little clearing and some of the most beautiful views I've ever seen, it looks like something out of a holiday package pamphlet. It was the Black Sea, but almost looked like the Mediterranean Sea inside this little cove. Managed to stop by a little restaurant that, unfortunately, the place is actually all closed down because it's not tourist season yet. The water isn't warm enough. But I was able to get some breakfast, which filled me up and satiated my hunger. Which, now, it's keeping me going. I also had a chance to dip my feet in for a little bit. The water was a little cold, but perfect for my blisters. Really, absolutely perfect. So, now I'm walking off again. I can see that there are a bunch of clouds heading my way. So chances are I'm going to get more rain tonight. Oh well. So it goes. Turkey, or as I like to call it now, the land of absolute hospitality, is one of the most incredible places I've ever been to. In the last 2 days, I have experienced hardships just from the walk, but really, I've experienced more gifts than I can ever imagine. I've only been walking for 4 days, and those 4 days, every single day, someone has shown me utmost compassion. The first was a gentleman who gave me a free meal at a very, very fine restaurant. He was impressed by my story. We spoke English together. I learned more of his life. I told him more of mine. He was so impressed that he gave me a full, amazing meal on the house, as well as gave me 2 boxes of Filo 16, which is basically sesame donuts, though not as sugary and not deep fried. The second day, I was gifted chai, directions, as well as absolute love. I don't even know how else to describe it. It was so much admiration, respect, and pride that these people had an American in their town. I know it sounds egocentric, but it really shows that American citizens need to stop being afraid and start exploring these places because people want to know more. They want to know more about the country, especially when you say you're from California. And the third day, yesterday, was probably the greatest kindness I've ever seen. As I walked into the town Kirikui, I was tired, hungry, and simply looking for a place to camp. I stumbled past a little corner farmer's market. A woman of about maybe 40 years old with a headdress on. Not a full headdress, but enough to cover the top of her head. She gave me directions to the marina. As I was walking past, I realized I had lost my favorite cap. So yes, that's a fact. My cap is now gone, somewhere in Turkey. This is probably the fourth time I've lost it, but that's what I got. As I returned, trying to find my cap, I met the same woman at the same corner, and I was looking. And I mentioned in English I had lost my cap. She immediately went inside her house. I thought that maybe she had spotted it, or I had dropped it on the bench when I sat down. Instead, she came out holding a different hat. A petrol cap. Well, it's not really my style of hat. The gesture was so kind that I had to accept it, and I'm proudly wearing it now. After we discussed a few things, where I'm from, what I'm doing, She asked me what I'm doing on my hike, and I'm not really sure why I responded this way, but I said I'm looking for God. The truth is, I'm really looking for some truth, and I guess if there is a God, and it is true, then that might be part of the truth. She immediately started smiling and started talking about Allah. Of course, this is all in Turkish, with some broken bits of English, and me with my terrible Turkish, and only English. We managed to carry on a full conversation about Allah as being the Creator, the Lord, the Savior, how He is the one who is helping human beings become better, creates compassion. While she was going on, she had her friend, I don't know if it was her mother or just her friend, go inside the house and come out bearing a whole meal. A delicious bean soup, a parsley tomato garlic salad that was unbelievably spicy but also unbelievably delicious, fresh bread, and I believe it's called yazık. It's the cream water, which normally I don't care for, but for some reason there's something in there that was like magic. She also served me several pieces of chicken that were cooked in a sauce that I have no idea what, but it was incredible. And I ate until I couldn't even drink water. We sat discussing more. She mentioned Cat Stevens, or Yusuf Islam. Talked about how I subscribed to some kind of Buddhist philosophy and studied philosophy. She, like other folks who were trying to convert, emphatically stated that both were incorrect. And really all you need is faith, and all you need is Islam. I don't know about that quite yet, but I did learn something, that Islam is a faith of compassion, just utter, absolute compassion. Later, I tried to find the marina again, that one she mentioned, so I can camp. Unfortunately, it became a bit of a mix-up, because, oh, sorry, motorbikes. Mahara. As I was saying, there must have been some mix-up with the marina, because it turns out there's a restaurant called the marina. So whenever I asked people in town, they kept pointing me to this restaurant. So around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, being so sore I could barely stand, and so tired that I could just fall asleep right around the corner, I finally walked up to the public toilet, where there was an attendant, and asked him, using Google Translate, to see where I can find two trees to put a hammock or find a park just to camp. Instead, he immediately ran off to try and find someone who could give me a place to stay. Unfortunately, the person he had in mind wasn't available. Meanwhile, there was a gentleman there who was watching and listening, who obviously knew the attendant. Eventually, he asked me a few questions. What am I doing? Where am I going? Why am I doing what I'm doing? I answered him plainly, I'm looking for truth and life. He sat for a second, then told the attendant to stop looking. He would offer me a place to stay for the night. That gentleman, I don't know his name, gave me one of the sweetest beds, well, couches I've ever slept on. Maybe it was because I was so tired, but as soon as I hit that couch, I was fast asleep. He also allowed me to bathe inside a small tiny shower, which was also very kind of him. I left him that morning to go on my hike to Yenice. Today, from a hike standard, was miserable. What I thought was going to be an easy 18 miles turned out to be closer to 25 or 26. I'm still trying to figure that out. The road I was on had little to no shade and stretched for miles of monotonous tree lines and pavement. Around, let's say, 4 or 5 o'clock, I realized I was suffering from a minor form of heat stroke and decided to discontinue my hike for the time being and take a nap instead. At this point, I only had about maybe 7 ounces of water, so now I know when it comes to the heat to bring even more water than I was carrying before. I thought 5 liters would be enough. Looks like I might need 7. After taking my nap, I got up and planned on maybe even setting camp for the night. I set up a hammock, which failed miserably, And as soon as I had laid down in my hammock, I heard the moos of cows and the bells, as well as people talking and discussing things. I couldn't tell what distance they were at. And then I heard gunshots. So I immediately packed up my things as fast as I could and ran. As soon as I had entered out from the bushes, I saw several guard dogs who began barking. It wasn't pleasant. Speaking of dogs, I've grown accustomed to listening to this over and over again. I've learned how to deal with attack dogs now. You just have to seem scarier than you really are. And a slingshot helps. Anyway, I ran out of the brush and began trying to make my way to Unige, even though it was an approximate 7 or 8 miles. And starting at 7 o'clock at night in the evening was not a pleasant idea. However, I soon found that there was a small town in between Unige, as well as where I was beginning from at 7. This was a pleasant surprise because I was in dire need of water. And as I began walking through town, I tried to be as polite and small as possible. For it's that, like that feeling of old westerns. Everyone was staring, even through the window shades. As soon as I was walking, trying to find a market or a restaurant, a gentleman stopped me and had me come over to the cafe that he was sitting at with his friends. He immediately began discussing Obama, soccer, where I'm from, what I'm doing. In that time period, I was gifted with about 4 teas and immediately directed towards a restaurant. The restaurant had about maybe 3 people in it, 2 kids and 1 adult. And I was given an amazing meal of goat and beef and other fine meats. It was so delicious, I ended up eating the gristle and all. For about an hour, I was sitting there discussing in broken Turkish. People are curious. I eventually found out that I was the first American to ever visit. And for the town, this is a humongous, humongous occasion. Which brings me back to that same point. Americans, we need to go out. We need to find these places. People want to know more. They're so curious. They see so much of us through media. And they have no idea what's real or not. I ended up leaving around 9. Began walking to Unige. Halfway there, I was stopped by a car. Told to get in. I told them that I could only ride for 1 kilometer. That was it. But they wanted to talk more, so I gave them that. As we chatted, the driver behind the wheel was drinking beers. And as soon as he had to leave to go pee, I quickly bolted. I have since arrived in Unige and currently looking for camp. It's around 9:30. So far it doesn't look like there's anything here, but I'll find something. So, just wanted to give you a conclusion to my day 4 and some thoughts. Day 6. Just passed my last little village, Dedekui. I'm really excited to be done with Turkey and to enter Bulgaria. After my rest in Arman, where I woke up in a bed, was able to use the toilet, had some delicious chai. It was really a solid morning, but I noticed that as soon as I was leaving, my ankles were starting to hurt. But just to be expected, I've just done a lot of walking and they could use a break. Thankfully, I'll be stopping in Malkotonova today, so I'll only have done about 15 miles or so. So a little bit of a shorter day than what I was doing. Made it through the hills, got to the highway, got to the town, was immediately greeted by a young gentleman who had studied tourism in university. So, using what he was taught, he showed me around a tiny village. There was only 1,000 people who lived there, so it wasn't very much, but it was still nice to have a tour. He also showed me a great little hole-in-the-wall restaurant where I had Turkish meatballs, which is more like our hamburgers, some bread, onions, and tomatoes. It was delicious. Afterward, we drank more tea, which seems like this is just a thing that you do in Turkey. You drink tea. And a group of gentlemen asked me in English where I was from. So we started a conversation. Turns out they were all teachers at a local school, several of them English teachers. And they asked if I would be willing to visit the school to say hello to the children. So I obliged them, and I'm glad I did. Normally, I'm a bit of a pessimist when it comes to kids, and I don't really care for them. This time, I don't know, maybe it was the fact that I've become a minor celebrity, or the fact that these kids were just really, really sweet. Also adorable. They kept asking questions, tried lifting up my pack, were surprised at how I was about their size, and were just, I don't know, it was just a great experience, really. Yesterday, I made it to Arran. I was originally trying to get to Dedekoy, but I'm glad I didn't. The rain and it being around 7 o'clock at night would have been miserable to try and walk up 4 more miles of hills. So I stayed there, and I'm glad I did. When I went to a local restaurant, well, the only restaurant, a gentleman there immediately started serving me food and served me some lukewarm soup. When I tasted it, I knew immediately it was organs. It had that taste that reminded me of the fried intestines I had in Colombia. Just pungent. And when I looked at the pieces of meat, I thought one was just some kind of, I don't know, oxtail or something. The other I could tell was heart. When I turned over the one chunk of meat that I thought was something that I was accustomed to eating, I saw an eyeball staring right at me. So, turns out my soup was baby goat head tongue and heart. So I tried to be polite and eat around it, but the chef then sat down and watched me eat, so out of courtesy to him, I ended up eating about 90% of it. Really, really didn't want to. But when you're trying to be courteous, and especially when you showed some compassion, you gotta accept it. So that was an experience, to say the least. Later, it turns out there was actually a cooperative of some sorts that usually works during summer. And the chef introduced me to the gentleman who run the place. So they'd given me a bed, a place to shower, and all my bathroom amenities I could ask for. It was wonderful. So far, out of 6 days, I've had 3 showers, slept in my tent twice. It's been a great time. Turkey is so friendly. I'm curious to know more about what Bulgaria will be like. And unfortunately, I cannot read or write or speak any Bulgarian. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge to communicate. I'm sure I can get some basic words down, but who knows. Also, I've never heard of Bulgarian hospitality, so I'm sure it exists, but I just don't know what that's like. Oh well, I'm sure I'll find out. And I really hope that there aren't any problems when I meet the border guards. Really, really don't need more problems. So, still having a great time. Really enjoying myself. The scenery here is beautiful. Lots of trees. It's just a gigantic national park that stretches into Bulgaria. And it's glorious. Birds are chirping. Small rivers are going around. And the oxygen here is just purifying. Well, that's it for now. Hope all is well. And I'll be in touch with you guys soon. Bye.